Oh, what's the current was on Torchwood last night, says Hannah in Lincoln. And also Ruth in Campbelltown and Carol in Edgware. Yeah, I know, we said that a minute ago.
Scott, can I just say before we start, what's occurring? Why are you sat on the floor? What have you done to your chair?
Right, I can't get this chair.
Can it not take your weight?
Shut up.
I'm like about 6 inches from the floor.
Look, this chair is knackered and I don't know what to do about it. Look, you try and put it up. Go on. Try it.
I thought that during the I did think during the Sugar Babes interview,
because I was got lower
same,
and lower.
I was the same size of the side of the desk as you, and you were sort of slowly kind of deflating
sinking
in front of their eyes.
Think about what they think of me now.
Small.
All they could see was a head.
They'll have gone home thinking, God, I never knew it was that small.
Yeah. Just my head above the desk. That was like that, wasn't it?
I need to get this fixed. There's a storm happening outside. Do I smell of wet dog? Because I just literally went out there.
Yeah, but...
A little bit, thanks.
I do like that, though.
What?
When you go out in the rain and then smell like wet dog.
Yeah, I just
You know what? You need a bit of air freshener on you.
What was that... Yeah, I do. Also, in my spray air fresheners, why do I put a little fake tan spray in there and I get a Brucey bonus every time I get sprayed in the face? Hooray. Oh, no, it's gone lower again.
It has. Give up and stand up.
Seriously.
Seriously.
What was that counting thing you were doing with the storm a minute ago?
Oh yeah, aren't you, Chappers will know this, he's a man of the world. Aren't you supposed to count between the thunder and lightning and then have the numbers you count is how far away it is, the storm?
Yeah, miles. Something
like
that.
Am I making that up?
No.
I didn't even have time to count.
Really?
Yeah, just happened both at the same time, so it must
what
be on
does
top
that mean?
Of us. It means that we're in the centre of it.
Right. We're the epicentre of the storm.
Yeah.
Right, you love a drama, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
They're watching on Coronation Street and Torchwood.
Oh, what's occurring?
Gavin and Stacey, I mean, not this quiz. It's our guessing game quiz. It happens to be called the same thing. And let us know how you get on 81199. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Sam, who works upstairs? In online?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, but you don't, because there's a new one.
Oh, right. No. Okay, no, I don't then.
He's also called Sam, and he also works in online.
Right.
And he also has glasses. In fact, he's identical to the other Sam, apart from a bit of a younger model.
And better looking.
Right.
Oh, good. Well, that was... I thought you were supposed to be playing tennis with the ugly one tonight. That's going to go
off
wrong.
Because of the storm.
Right, good. You're horrible.
I love all Sams.
You're horrible.
I love all Sams.
You said that. Oh. He's your friend.
You told me to say it before.
No, I did not. Anyway, there's two Sams who work upstairs, but the new one is new, and therefore, you know what we get all new people to do who work at Radio 1? We get them to do Silence the Pub, don't we, Chappers?
Oh, yes, we
That's
do.
That's what we
yeah.
get to do yeah. with all new
yes,
people.
Yeah, we do.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so we send them to the pub, and they shout out something loudly, and we see if the pub goes quiet. They shout something embarrassing out. Mm. And, like, you know, like in a film or a TV show, people are, like, chatting in the pub, and then they'll shout out the embarrassing phrase, and it all goes quiet.
It's a brilliant initiation. We've all been there and all had to do it at some
Everybody
point.
Everybody who is new at Radio 1 has done this at some point, Sam. So we sent him out to the pub at lunchtime, shouted the phrase. My question to you is, would the pub go silent, yes or no, Chappers?
Yes.
Bacalar.
No.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's new boy Sam trying to silence the pub. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you right now?
I'm in the smelliest cubicle of a toilet I've ever been in.
Where is this cubicle?
In a random North London pub.
When you went to the pub, was it busy at all?
It's dinner time, so there's quite a few people eating a few meals, sort of pub lunchy type meals. I'd say there's around 20 people in here.
But quite quiet in the loo.
Very quiet in the loo.
What I need you to do is come out of the loo.
Okay.
Then I'm going to give you a phrase to say.
Okay.
You go back through the doors into the pub.
Okay.
And say the phrase as loud as you possibly can.
Okay.
All right? The idea is to see if the pub will go completely quiet.
Okay.
All right?
I reckon so. Yeah, let's do this.
So, the phrase is, I wouldn't go in there for 10 minutes if I was you.
Oh, man.
All right?
Okay.
Loud as you can.
I wouldn't go in there for 10 minutes or I were you. Okay, let's do this.
So,
let's go.
Out of the loo, into the pub.
Here we go. Oh, God, I wouldn't go in there for 10 minutes.
Where are you now?
Sat down with a lot of people looking at me. Bye.
Bless. But that's, unfortunately, that's what you have to do when you join Radio 1.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah. I would say it did go silent, so Chappers gets
certainly
the point.
Did.
Awesome.
Oh, what's occurring?
Obviously, there's a few things that you need to do. That's not just there's not the only one, is it? There's we do
oh,
lots
you can't
more.
Make him do the other ones as well.
Yeah, just so, we do lots more, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, lots more, yeah, so. Lots more. But you can't make him do all of them. Get into trouble.
Mm. Right, next one. You know Katie and Peter stateside?
Yeah.
On ITV2. God, I feel sorry for him.
Yes.
I really do. Mm-hmm. She's vile to him on that show. Mm. Vile. Also, it's a bit spooky watching it now because I think it's the last one this week. But you obviously know what's going to happen, so it's a bit strange. However...
It's not like you couldn't tell, is it?
From not from the last episode. Oh, my God. Anyway... Is it wrong that I'm strangely looking forward to the last in the series on Thursday?
No, that's understandable.
Yeah. On the last one, they had a huge argument, just for a change.
Right.
Okay. In that argument, my question to you, how many times did Katie and Peter mention farting?
Hey? Well, either of them?
Yeah.
8 times.
Becky?
5.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's their big Katie and Peter argument about farts.
You farted, get off!
Oh, did you fart?
No, you have.
Okay, swear on your life, nothing crossed.
What?
She farted, look at her, look at the guilt on her. That is disgusting! Absolute vile.
I didn't fart, I was just saying that. It's because he farted and he knows he smelt that he was trying to clear the room quick.
Swear
really?
On your life, nothing crossed.
Swear on my life, nothing crossed, I have not farted.
Do you know what? I don't like you swearing on your life. That's bad. That is really bad.
Swearing
you do
on
that
my life over a fart.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't do that.
I haven't.
Woo! You see, you can see where it went wrong.
Just all over a fart.
7 mentions of fart. Becky gets the point. No, Chappers gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
Good. Last one. You know Becky...
Yeah.
I reckon she's going to do well at this one because she's kind of involved in it.
Right.
Do you think she'd be a decent chugger?
A decent chugger?
Yeah, accosting people in the street to give money to charity. Do you think?
No.
Why?
Because I think it's quite a hard job doing that, and I think you kind of have to be properly trained to do it.
I don't like rejection.
No.
And also be quite sort of approachable.
Mm. Well, we gave it a go today. Becky phoned up 4 Radio 1 listeners earlier and she asked them to donate money to her new completely made-up charity. Let's see how good she is as a chugger. Obviously, you've got an advantage on this one. How many of them would hand over their credit card details to Becky?
Did she say who she was?
Her name was somebody else. How many? Out of 4.
None.
No credit card details from any of them.
No.
So now he said none, I can't say none.
Mm. Well, one. Well, you've done it, so you should get
it
right.
That's why I can't give the same answer as you.
Exactly.
Looks like you're going to lose then, doesn't it?
I lose at the one I was doing.
You lose at the one you know the answer to. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Becky and her new completely made-up charity. How good is she at being a chugger?
Hello.
Good afternoon, my name's Deirdre. I'm calling from Todge.
Todge?
The organisation dedicated to the generously endowed.
Who's this?
Oh, it's a charity we've set up for the overly endowed men.
Yes.
Is that something that you suffer from?
Who is this?
It's Deirdre from Todge.
Very funny.
You're not generously endowed yourself, then?
I'm declined to answer that. Who is this?
It's Deirdre from Todge.
Still Deirdre from Todge. Nope.
Hello.
Hi, Hello, I'm so sorry to trouble you, but I've been given your number by somebody that thinks that you might be suffering from a specific condition and that you might need my help.
No.
No? It's the condition, it's being overly endowed.
All right, yeah.
Do you suffer from it now? I've told you what it is.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. Is it a big problem for you?
Very big.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at your condition.
Hello?
Hiya, it's Deirdre from Todge.
What's that?
The organisation dedicated to the generously endowed. It's a charity we've set up for overly endowed men. Is that something that you suffer from personally?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I'm phoning to ask for donations of just £2 a month to give these men a better life. So, you know, if you donate, you can maybe benefit from it. Actually, that doesn't work, does it? Because you'd be donating to yourself. I haven't thought this through.
Rubbish.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. My name's Deirdre from Todge. Do you donate to Todge at the moment?
No.
No. Do you know about Todge and the work it does for generously well-endowed men?
No.
No? Is it something you suffer from personally?
No.
It's quite a big problem for some men.
Okay.
Would you be willing to donate just £2 a month to help men with a bigger problem than maybe yourself?
No, I'm a student, so I can't afford it, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay, but you don't suffer from it personally?
No, no, thank you.
We've got a large range of Todge merchandise, if you'd like a Todge car sticker.
You do sound as if you're from Radio 1, I must admit.
This has got to help me.
So, no credit card details seem to be given
no.
there.
No. Oh.
You're no good at a chugger.
You do struggle, don't you, to keep up the act?
Yeah, that's the thing. Just don't, like, the laughing really doesn't help at all to convince them. Right, well, it's a clean sweep for Chappers today.
Oh,
what's occurring? Let us know how you did, please.
Oh!